These stories are happening in a city. People are just knocking, let me in, let me in. And they think that it's just people trying to get in and rob you. And we've had a lot of calls this morning from you at 317-239-1009 saying that stuff like that has happened to you even here or people that you know. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to let somebody in. I would check, like I'd have like a gun or a knife by my side in case people were coming in to defend myself. But
get a security system, get a camera.
Oh, you got to have a camera for sure. That's a great idea.
All this stuff.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to Devon. What's up? How you doing? What would you like?
Hello.
Hey, did this happen to you? Like something where you tried to help somebody out? They knocked?
Well, we were pulling into, we were staying at a friend's house out of town, and we'd gone to a family function and got in at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we pulled into the driveway, and when my husband opened his door, there was a man and a woman standing there, and they hadn't been there when he pulled up, when the lights were, you know, on the driveway. And he said they looked a little bit like, kind of like they were had been attacked, but it looked like fake,
ew,
like fake blood or something.
Ooh.
And yeah, and he said that, you know, or I mean, I was sitting next to him, but I couldn't see them as well. But they were saying that they had been, somebody had stolen their car and they needed to ride to the police station. And I said, we'll call 911. And I told my husband to shut the door. And they said, oh, we called them and they said to get a ride. And I was like yelling at my husband, like, shut the door, just shut the door.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
totally.
Drive away.
So he shut the door. I called 911 and they were asking me a question. And I turned to look at them to give them information and they were gone. Like they had run off.
Not a chance. No thanks. Bye.
I feel like having a male there, not saying women are in fear, but I feel like having a guy there would deter a lot of people.
It does.
Because they probably think a woman's an easier target.
For sure.
But that's insane. Thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to David. David on the Joe and Alex show. Do you have a story about somebody knocking on your door?
My fiance and I were kind of chilling back, you know, watching movies all night. It was kind of funny because we were watching Get Out. It just happened recently. And turn around, someone's kind of on our door screaming, open door, and lady, she got like knife incisions all over her arms, wrist. So we tell her to come in, and I'm very pro gun. So I go in the bedroom and get my AR-15.
Yeah, you do, because you're America. You're from America.
Yeah, America. Turn around, because I have a glass plate screen door in front of my door, so I locked it and I just waited and aimed down sight. Sure enough, three individuals walked around the corner of my garage, and I've never seen three people dip as fast as they did.
Yeah, whoa. You're like, hey, how's this look to you?
That's right.
Wow. So is that going to deter you from ever opening the door and letting somebody in again?
Oh, no. I've always, you know, been taught, you know, you do for one, two, and need. And I'm not too worried because I always have a firearm on me at all times.
I got enough bullets for everybody here. Hey, man, thank you, David, for calling in. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got my AR-15 at home. I got to make sure I got a couple of clips loaded up. People want to come take from me.
That's right.
America.
Not today. 317-239-1009. Let's say good morning, Joe and Alex. Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hey, did you have something happen where somebody knocked on your door?
Yes. One time it was somebody knocked on our door at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was storming that night.
Oh, even worse.
And we didn't answer. We never answered the door. I don't care who it is. So we didn't answer, and all of a sudden our phone rang, and our neighbor was there and was telling us that our tree was on fire.
Whoa!
In our backyard. And what happened was a lightning struck our tree. It was an old tree, and it was on fire from the inside.
Wow, and I've heard of that happening before. That's crazy.
And was telling us, and they said that they already called the fire department. The fire department came in, and they couldn't do anything because it was on fire from the inside.
Alex, what if that happened to you, and you're going to burn to death because your neighbor's trying to help? You're like, get away! I don't care about you!
I don't know. See, those are those tricky situations, because I would be just like her and be scared to answer the door.
Now you're torn and conflicted. Like, I don't want to get killed by somebody, but I don't want my tree to catch my house on fire while I'm inside. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Jennifer.
Hey, what happened, Jennifer? Somebody knock on your door?
Well, actually, I was the one knocking.
This sounds very sexual. Can I just pause and just be like, who was knocking on your door? No, I was knocking.
No, it wasn't like that. I wish it was like that, but no, it wasn't like that.
Okay, sorry. Tell your story.
Well, hold on. There's a fire truck going by.
Well,
but...
while we wait.
I'm a knock on my door.
All right.
I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, yes.
Classic show. Okay. Now that it's passed, what happened?
So, when I was 18, I was living in an apartment with my boyfriend, and he worked second shift, and I was home alone. And I had a neighbor that lived across. We lived on the upstairs apartment, so he was the door across from me.
Yeah.
And he was kind of crazy. Like, he was on medicine. His parents paid for him to live in his apartment because he couldn't work and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, one night I was hanging up pictures, and apparently the hammering was just driving this guy insane.
Oh, no.
And, yes, so he starts pounding on my door, threatening to kill me, like, ran his body into the door and almost busted the door down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this was before cell phones and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a house. We were young. We didn't have money. We didn't have a phone. We didn't have a landline phone.
Sure.
So I was hanging up pictures. So I had my hammer in my hand, and I went to the kitchen. I thought, man, maybe I should grab a knife because I was going to leave. I was going to go out the door and try to run to a payphone or something. And I didn't grab the knife. I kept the hammer. And I went out the door, and I started to go down the stairs. And he opened the door and gave me the most creepy, blood-curdling smile I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I am going to kill you.
Goodbye. I'm moving. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So, did you slam the door? What'd you do?
So I started running down the stairs, and in pure panic, because when you're in that situation, you think you know what you're going to do. You plan out in your mind, if this ever happens, this is what I'm going to do. In that situation, that all went out the window. I was so scared. Instead of running out the door to the apartment, to the outside, to the parking lot, I ran back and underneath the stairs where the other two doors of the downstairs apartments were.
No, wrong way.
Yeah, so I blocked myself in, and he came at me, and I tried swinging the hammer at him to hit him, to get him away from me, but everything was in slow motion because I was so afraid, and he grabbed me up, and he slammed my head into the wall. Yeah, he took the hammer from me, and as all this is happening, this all happened in a matter of 20 seconds. As this is all happening, I'm banging on the door that I'm sitting at the floor, and I'm up against their door, and I'm banging on it. And as he swings the hammer down, and I see it coming towards my head, and I think, I'm dying. This is it. I'm going to die. I'm never going to see my dad again. This is over. Just as I see that hammer coming towards my head, those people opened the door and slid me in. That hammer came down and smacked that floor and crushed that tile right where my head had been.
Oh, my gosh. You are lucky to be alive.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a matter of seconds. Yes.
Wow.
So they needed to open their door for you.
If they hadn't opened their door, I would be dead.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Thanks for sharing.
But still to this day, though, you know, I don't recommend that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you call the police, but, you know, when I look back on that situation, I'm so grateful that they did, because I wouldn't be here.
They must have had a peephole and, like, seen what was going down and knew they had to help you maybe or something.
Something. Hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. That was intense.